Hey, just wanted to remind you that Ooky Spooky Sessions has moved to a video format over on YouTube. I'm going to keep releasing this here, audio only. If you want, you can still go to the social media pages and see the cards there. But if you want to see the whole thing play out, you can check it out on YouTube. All right, another Ooky Spooky Session begins. This is your reading for the week of January 12th through the 18th. So, this week is Terror of the Abyss. As you can see, it's a new angle. I have the unfortunate tendency to work my hands here, so this should help a little bit. All right, let's get the cards going. In the starting energy position up here, we have the Ace of Swords. This is a card of breakthroughs, new ideas, and concentration. The struggle or the obstacle card, the inverted King of Swords. This is a character that's controlling, irrational, and dishonest, and arrogant. In the focus or embrace is the Magician, right? This is a desire for good things, having the skill to achieve those things, and also concentration as well. It's a little bit of a theme in all of the positive and negative slots, as you'll see. In the discard position, we have the inverted Two of Swords. This is hesitancy, anxiety, not having a clear choice, therefore not making a choice. In our spiritual exercises here, the inverted Queen of Wands, not great. This is someone who's temperamental and lacks confidence. And lastly, self-care. This is the inverted Two of Wands. This one is also like lack of action, but whereas like this is more outward action, this is like planning or inward action. The supplemental cards that I have here on the outside, starting with the Sixth Instinct up here. This is intuition. I'll break it down when I work it into the reading. The angel number 0330. It's called Lucky Shirt. I don't know what the fuck that means, but this is a card of love, of hope, optimism. You get the idea. Traditional cartomancy is the freaking Eight of Hearts. Mike's stand kind of got in my way there. The Eight of Hearts is togetherness, cooperation, and connecting with other people. And True Intention is date. Fuck it. I don't know. We'll figure it out, right? So, this is based just on the reading. Like, this is going to be a pretty good week. So, let's get into it. I need to fucking move this. This is just all up in my way. That's better. Yeah, that's a lot better. Good. Go me. I'm good at this. So the Ace of Swords up here at the top. This is a card that signals like an impending breakthrough. And the symbolism of the card is that the sword itself is the tool that cuts through like the veil of whatever the fuck stands in your way. The underlying message, right, it's a breakthrough. So this is a good time to put your nose to the grindstone, and as we've learned in previous readings, good thing comes to those who are prepared, so this is a time to focus on that. And I think that the artwork of the Ace of Swords is important to keep in mind as we move here to the obstacle slot. The Ace of Swords is a double-edged sword that, if think of it as a tightrope, if you don't walk on it carefully, it's going to lead to disaster of some kind. So, the King of Swords. This is usually a good card to get, but when we get it inverted the way we have it here, it makes perfect sense that it's in the obstacle position. So, unfortunately, this is taking the positive characteristics, a firm but benevolent king, and taking those characteristics to their negative extremes. This could present itself as an irrational need to control every minute detail of whatever it is we're working on, or it could come through as vanity and arrogance, trying to prove ourselves to be like intellectually superior by belittling other people. And that's just a very shitty thing to do. It's important to be aware of these tendencies so that we don't fall into that trap, right? And so, the focus of the week, the Magician. This is a card that represents our limitless potential and harnessing it to reach our goals. In the broader context of the reading, I'm going to be saying this a lot. Good things come to those who prepare. And so this is our sign to focus and be ready to seize the moment when it comes. We have the talent. You have the talent. You have the knowledge. You know how to prepare yourself for whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. Now, another potential trap to be aware of is being overly prepared, which is very much a thing, and I'll explain that here. The inverted Two of Swords, this is a symbol of inaction, of being pressured, being under so much pressure that you're unable to make any decisions. This could come about in a few ways. It could be that all of the options are horrible, and it's difficult to decide which terrible thing you want to pick. But I think in the context of the reading, that it's going to manifest itself as having too much information. If you work with, I don't know, if you're a vendor of some kind and you have a lot of market research or something, just trying to think of an example, that could be too much data, could be crippling in when you try to decide what to do. Sometimes it's just best to go with the flow or go with your gut and trust that our preparation will be adequate and carry us in the right direction. In the spiritual exercise slot, I really hope I'm using this right, but it's raising ourselves up. The inverted Queen of Wands is not a great card to get. It's usually a sign, like I said, of imbalanced emotions, with the negative ones being like the ones we're tilting towards. And it can manifest as low confidence and moody outbursts. Regardless of how it's positioned or where it's positioned, the Queen of Wands is a symbol of fertility. This does not strictly mean children. This could also be bountiful rewards from whatever your profession is, or it could be a new love seeding itself into our lives, right? The key thing, though, to remember with the queen, inverted queen in the spiritual exercise position, is to keep ourselves emotionally balanced. The suggested way is to overcorrect and lean more into rational thinking for the time being until this levels itself out. And the last one in the tarot spread, the Two of Wands, it's similar to the Two of Swords in that it's a warning of inaction, but like I had said, this one is more of a warning of not being ready. And I came up with a good one. The Two of Wands, the inverted Two of Wands, is a warning of poor preparation and the pitfalls posed by improper prior planning. You can take that one to the bank. The overarching mantra of the entire reading is good things come to those who are prepared. And this only serves to underline that with a warning of what could happen if you're not prepared, if you're not planning adequately for what happens after the thing comes into your life, right? Now, for the supplemental cards, the sixth instinct of intuition, intuition's just like the being able to innately learn things, or not needing an explanation that, or like a base set of knowledge will, and you can learn, you can adapt that that to new information. So if we're preparing ourselves for the tipping point, whatever that is for you, intuition is what's going to carry us into the unknown landscape and help us navigate through it as it shapes before our eyes. The angel number 0330, the lucky shirt, whatever, I don't know what the fuck that even means. The message, though, is pursue goals with enthusiasm. And if we communicate effectively, we will draw people to us that can help us progress. People who who are like-minded. So, yeah. Traditional cartomancy, the Eight of Hearts, it supports the angel number in it's having an open heart and communicating clearly and effectively will attract talented people into our lives. The Eight of Hearts is a symbol of cooperation, building relationships. So, yeah, remember the obstacle slot that is right next to is don't be too controlling. You know, you can delegate things. You can take new ideas from other people. You can collaborate on things. And it's not, it doesn't take away from your vision if you compromise on some things. And the true intention. Fucking, I don't know here. My guess and how it fits into the whole thing is that if all of these, if these two in particular, if our efforts in these two attract people into our lives here, then maybe one of them is gonna be a love interest. I don't know. I really tried to make that one fit. Yeah. That's the reading. If you want to see how I put this whole thing together, I think I'm getting it down to a pretty good science of like what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, the order of operations and everything. I have a good, since it's just me preparing this by myself, I have these card games. It's supposed to be conversation starters, so I just pick out a few and kind of talk at you there. And the Patreon's also where the other shows in the Lux Media Network, they're all of the, like, the raw and ad-free stuff is there. Speaking of which, ads. This one I've been doing this one for a little bit now here on Ookie Spooky. So these cards, I can do this. And I think I'm pretty damn good at it. But that's because I don't know. It's just the cards. The cards are what they are. But there are a lot of other considerations that I know people take a lot more seriously than I do. Like fucking astrology for one, the moon for another. So if you are interested in those things, if you want to incorporate those into a reading, I've linked up with psychic Samira. I've had a reading from her. She's pretty fucking good. And when I say pretty fucking good, I mean really fucking good. I wouldn't even be mentioning her if I didn't believe it, if I didn't know that it was good. So can take it for whatever my word is worth to you. You can take that to Samira. I have a little discount code. It's 20% off, and her prices aren't terrible either. So the code is LEO78843. Use that bad boy and get yourself 20% off. I'm telling you, she's good. excuse me. And the last thing, personal readings. Like I said, I'm good at this. So if you want one, you can go to luxmedia.net and you can go to the Ookie Spooky page. Fill out the form, pick whatever deck you like, and then we'll be off to the races. But that's it. Might be doing merch for Ookie Spooky. I don't know what it is or what it will be yet, but it'll be out there. Anyway, thanks for watching, and I will see you next time. Same Ookie time, same spooky place.